Now, we're going to talk to the private group. I want to let them in on this part. And that's an uncensored environment. You can say whatever you want.
I wasn't censoring before. So.
No, I know, which is fine. We've got shows on, we put this these shows on uncensoring platforms like Brighteon and BitChute and Blog Talk Radio and
other,
we're working on Rumble right now.
Good.
Rumble has done some censoring, but not a lot. So
they're carrying everything, Harry, on the, like Stu Peters, what he covers.
Stu Peters is on
there.
Down
and dirty. They're
letting
it all hang out.
And then what I'm doing to not lose our YouTube audience is say, we have another couple of unacceptable guests that I thought would be good, but they're just, they're
so. Well, and you could also beep out wherever we say vaccine.
Well, I'd have to beep out most of what we talked about. But I just say, I really tried to bring your good people. And I'm saving you and honoring YouTube's terms of service and community guidelines to try to
be a better
person.
No, they might not mess with you if you name the video "Crazy Anti-Vaxxers."
We've already been to re-education. We've been through re-education multiple times.
Yeah, crazy anti-vaxxers.
YouTube.
Just call us crazy anti-vaxxers.
But I'm saying if
they'll
you
probably let you leave it up.
If you don't want to be protected from these unacceptable thoughts. There is a link below the video that you can see the whole thing. And that seems to be the bridge that works.
Yeah, you just put a couple clips.
Yeah.
Clips up where when I say vax, you go beep. And then, but everyone knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm
That's
going
amazing.
Injection, you know. It's like,
so I'm trying to think, you know, what would be good to just mention for the group that is listening, besides what we're talking about with censorship. And I think, you know, like Greg was mentioning, people have a tendency to lose hope when all the crazy stuff is happening, like it is now, like, you know, the threatened end of the life on Earth and little things like that. But what the hopeful thing about this show was, which will be now last week for the people hearing this part, is that attorneys can actually choose cases based on what's ethical. Which is incredible. I mean, not just in theory, but Greg is actually doing that. And an ordinary citizen like you, Joy, can say, well, this needs to stop. How do we do it? And just use logic and common sense and persistence to put it together. And
well,
I think that's incredibly
encouraging. Part of that is the, you know, take bold action and angels will come to your aid. So when you first decide this must happen, you just go do it. You just start with whatever you have.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my case, the best angel possible in the form of Greg Glazer came swooping down and said, I'm coming to your aid, you know, like an archangel.
How did, before you swooped in, Greg, how did you hear about this going on?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I'm very tapped in to what's happening in litigation. And in the vaccine space. And so I've seen other cases. I've seen the arguments that are just, we have rights, and here's some evidence that the vaccines may not have been fully studied, you know, and that was always inadequate. There was always this missing piece. And then the control group comes to be, and it's like, yes, this is the one thing we needed, because it, and not just like the one thing that fits like a puzzle piece.
Right.
Into a broader picture. It's like the Jon Snow, like it's the only thing you need. And then everything else is just ancillary, incidental, helpful, and happy to talk about all that stuff, you know, the ingredients and the vaccines and all that.
I think that's really important. I mean, you're familiar with organic lifestyle elements, and in that, most of the people who understand what organic food is and should be, it should be even better than what it is now, but it's better than the poison stuff. They know to read ingredient labels before they eat something. But a lot of those people don't read the ingredients or look for it when they're going to get injected with something. Mm-hmm. They just assume that it's safe. And I think one of the messages that both of you would probably say is, you know, check things. Don't join the religion of safe and effective and, you know, science, because you have to repeat acceptable material. You know, science used to be question everything, and real science still is. Mm-hmm. But what we're being trained is that science now is memorize and repeat acceptable information. and censor everything else. And I think everybody can do that in their own life, change away from that.
Yeah. Not just science. Yeah, go ahead.
Individual empowerment. Amazing things have come out of housewives, you know?
Right.
Anybody that sees a need and a cause within their own life, they can see this needs to change. You know, it's literally at the point of lead, follow, or get the F out of the way. Because we're at DEFCON 1. We must remedy this, or it's the end of humanity. I am not exaggerating.
No,
luckily,
I totally agree.
We are at a point where the awareness is rising fast enough that it does look like we're going to prevail. I'm personally quite convinced that we're going to prevail so long as we continue the battle and do not grow weary and throw the battle.
Right.
So, you know, if you see something that you want to be doing to contribute, if it's unique, it's from another angle that no one else is up to yet. No one else has figured out that thing that can help, but you understand it and you feel like you can begin to implement that, go for it.
Right.
If you see that someone's already on the horse going to battle, you know, sharpen some knives for them, give them fuel, encourage them, help them, protect them, whatever, so that they can make it to battle. This is a war. It's ultimately good and evil. Spiritual war, but we're playing this out right now in this physical realm, and that's how it is.
I think you have to be conscious of the beliefs you're carrying into it too. And one of the really critical ones that people aren't usually even aware of is failure is inevitable or success is inevitable.
Oh, well, if you can convince somebody that it's hopeless, then you've already won against your enemy.
Wasn't it Vince Lombardi who said, whether you think you can or can't, you're right?
Yeah, either way, you're right. But there is a level of awareness that happens in a lot of people that have been, you know, contributing to this cause or that cause, that's maybe focused on getting rid of vaccine mandates. And they just give up. Like, I see these lawsuits where they come at the court with the basic premise of, hey, these mandates are against my constitutional rights. And they don't put together the evidence package that would have defeated or at least rebutted the presumption of a public health benefit from vaccine exposure, which is a requirement here. The way our legal system is set up right now, that is an absolute requirement. But they go in and they do that and it doesn't succeed and they go, well, it's just hopeless.
Well, one of the things people bring up on that line is saying, yeah, something's in the Constitution, but it's not written as a law or a code with a penalty.
Yeah, as if
it's just in the Constitution. It looks like an ideal or a theory. And how can you bring that into action?
That's the big question. And that's what Greg is so good at figuring out.
Greg needs to be cloned everywhere. Oh, I mean, I'm not suggesting human cloning, but in this case, you know, it's probably a good idea.
I'll be satisfied if I can get one court order of declaratory relief that emphasizes these constitutional rights do apply to vaccination. For example, the court can declare that vaccination is experimental. The court can declare that we have the right to be free of coercion in our work, in our school, with regard to vaccination.
Eventually in the future, I see once this has all succeeded and things have been rippling out from it, both of you are probably going to end up in more and more of a teaching facility because you want to clone yourself, you know, and any great teacher wants what they are trying to get across to become so universal that they're not even needed.
Well, what's beautiful about it is, the things that Greg puts together and files are things that will always be readily available online, and in particular on our website, informedconsentdefense.org, the litigation website.
Right.
And so those are all, not only the evidence packages, particularly the judicially noticeable ones, anybody can use those and anybody can replicate It's, you know, Greg's not here copywriting his work. Okay.
That's another example of two different approaches to legal action. You know, make it so that nobody can
use. We're hitting on something that's working. We want everyone to download it and replicate it, however, wherever it's needed.
And you've got stuff on that website that people can use in all kinds of different ways, I assume.
Yes. People may have other legal theories that they can apply some of the evidence to.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's the most authoritative and detailed compendium of information ever submitted to a court, as far as I know. And how is it vetted? We have top experts who vetted it. So, for example, all of our documents that show these conditions are immune-mediated, an immunologist vetted that information. And so, and it's all, we have over 5,000 pages of this compendium of evidence that all shows it's the vaccines around every corner. You want to know if it's heart disease, diabetes, is that connected to vaccination? Yes, we have the evidence. Here it is.
Immune mediated means that something destroyed the immunity to cause the condition.
Well, it made the immune system dysfunctional. So in other words, now it's trained the immune system to attack any number of tissues within your own body.
Correct.
So this is why your kid goes to school and there's another kid sitting there eating a peanut butter sandwich, and just the fumes of it makes a kid almost die from asthma.
So is this saying that
the immune system is gone batshit?
All of these conditions are almost universally what they would call autoimmune diseases.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what they call them when they want to say there's no cause. The body just went crazy.
Yeah. Right. There's a new type of immune disorder that is going to become ubiquitous very shortly here that they're finally admitting is caused by the new COVID vaccines. And that is where the immune system just stops functioning altogether. People are calling it VAIDS.
Vaccine-induced AIDS, right?
AIDS. Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, they threw in the HIV virus into the vaccine concoction as part of the spike protein genetic code, just to make sure that you would later test positive for HIV so that they could lie and say that what's really happening is you caught this new virulent strain of HIV and that's why you're dying of AIDS. It's not the HIV virus that causes the immune system to shut down. It's that filthy vaccine and things like graphene oxide and other nasties that actually kill the bone marrow.
There was a famous medical doctor who got killed for exposing that. Dr. Wilner. And he gave a bunch of presentations before he got killed. And he would bring this is back in the AIDS 80s, you know. He would bring a diagnosed AIDS patient. And Fauci, of course, was involved then, too.
Oh, yeah.
But he'd bring the AIDS patient, draw blood from their body, and put it in an open cut on his own. And he did that 200 different lectures.
And he never caught AIDS. Wow.
He was fine. And
it wasn't the virus.
Couldn't leave
him. It was the thing that would destroy the immune system and kill the bone marrow.
Yeah, they found people.
After somebody tests positive for HIV, they get on Fauci's drug regime, the chemotherapy. Yeah. They call it antiviral, but what it is, it just kills your bone marrow.
AZT.
So next thing you know, you got cancer and every problem in the world.
Yeah. So there's a few things that need to be straightened out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
You guys are making it great.
I mean, and I think that's the greater goal is learning, you know, as a people. We need to learn why is society producing all of these autoimmune disorders? Why is the self attacking the self? What's the meaning of that?
No, there's
this foundational.
Do you remember the bumper sticker in the 1960s with the Vietnam War said, question authority? And that's a big part of the issue, because the authority systems are saying there's no cause. The body just goes crazy.
Don't ask questions. It's a beautiful exemplar of the circumstance mankind finds itself in right now as a species. We are at war with ourselves.
Yeah. Which means we can heal ourselves.
And so this expression of what these vaccines are causing, where the immune system's attacking us, and It is an interesting expression.
It's kind of like a society that has an autoimmune disease.
Yes.
On a deeper level.
That's killing the host.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not without cause. Yeah. And even if you have the disease really badly, it's curable at this point by becoming self-aware.
Amazing amount of healing can happen just from your consciousness starting right there.
It's the opposite of being a zombie.
Hopeless for people that have been vaccinated. It's not.
No. In fact, there's a huge
stretch.
There's a huge need right now for the natural cures for all the vaccines.
That people, there are a growing number of experts that are learning successful ways to reverse this damage. You just have to seek them out. You have to be looking. But if you're suffering from vaccine damage of any kind right now, seek those people out. Some of them are energy healers.
That's right. There's combination.
And they're effective.
The criterion to say whether it's a valid thing to try is it should do no harm.
Well, try it. First off, it'll do no harm. So that's always a good thing. If you absolutely know it's something that can't hurt you, like vitamin C, why not? You got nothing to lose.
That's how normal medicine should be. It doesn't kill you or hurt you. It actually does good.
Yeah, if it's hurting you, it's probably not going to help you.
Right. So common sense needs to wake up again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what the foundational principle is of someone who chooses to be natural or unvaccinated? It is that they are choosing personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that our society, that's the remedy that our society needs, is when we don't need to blame something external. When we take internal ownership of our environment and our world, we begin to internally heal. And we don't just heal ourselves, we heal others as well, which is kind of paradoxical when you think about the whole idea of vaccination protecting others. So there are these themes, these greater learning themes, which I know we're very open to. In our court case, I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to go into them, but in a radio show like this, we certainly can.
Yeah.
That is so spot on, Greg. I was just talking about this with someone the other day. When I had both of my kids home birth and the second time I didn't even invite the midwife. My realization, because I was reading all the books, I was terrified of what the hospitals might do to me.
You were terrified of what? I couldn't hear that.
What the hospitals and the doctors might do to me and my child.
Yes, very dangerous, right?
Yeah, I didn't want a cesarean. And back then they were 50% cesarean rate. It was crazy. Wow. And there's so many. Anyway, beyond all that, it came down to my final decision, personal decision. I'm doing this at home. First off, I'm the one that has to live with the consequences of this decision.
Yeah.
Second off, because those will be my children. And if something goes wrong because of my decision, I have to take responsibility for that. Yeah. Personal responsibility. But the ultimate decision maker was the fact that at that time I was really strong in my Christian faith and actually practicing it. And I was even teaching Sunday school. I mean, I was very close with the Bible. I had a closer relationship than I had later. But during that time, it was very big part of my consciousness, that God consciousness. And ultimately the decision was, these children don't belong to me. If God wants them to live or die or be sick or whatever, that's what he'll give me. Right. And I'm going to trust God. Now that doesn't mean while they're being born, I'm doing something stupid. Or if one of them appears to be bleeding to death, I'm not going to do something. It just means, you know, all the evidence I'm seeing is it does look like the risk of injury is much lower, even in a complicated high-risk pregnancy, which neither of mine were. Right. It is lower if you do a home birth than if you do it in a hospital. So that alone was pretty important to me. But there's always that doubt. And what cleared it up for me was just faith.
Well, existing requires the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes up every minute.
Yeah.
You know, and people are looking for some kind of reassurance, and what we're encouraged to do and educated to do is consider the authority figures as God, basically.
Yeah.
And so science has become a religion.
We came west with women refusing to stop having babies just because they couldn't do it in a hospital, and even after we inhabited the West of this continent long after. Babies were mostly born at home.
Yeah. You're getting into such huge other issues, like the whole educational system has to be complete. It has to be completely redone. Yeah. Exactly. And even, you know, in the old days.
Does it have to be a system that government has any say about?
No, I'm not saying by government.
Yeah.
It has to be not redone by us. And
well, that's personal responsibility for our own children and what they learn.
Exactly like that, what Greg was saying too. And, you know,
it's foundational.
People,
you know, because you find it at the root. It's somebody for any reason in their own psychology, they decide, I'm going to take ownership and be responsible for the outcome, the input and the output. I take responsibility for, and in that process, you find somebody starts really thinking about their decisions. They start researching it. They start, you know, it's the same thing when you have personal responsibility over your own energy in the day, or your own bank account, or your own land.
Yeah.
Take really good care of it.
You've already decided you're not going to blame your failures on someone else.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, people now say, well, I can't homeschool because I'm really busy, and that could be true, but it was true for the early pioneers in America, too.
Yeah, when was it ever not true? When was it ever convenient to have kids and raise them?
What they did is they got together in a group that kind of agreed on the basics, and they hired somebody to do the school, and then they watched over what was taught.
Someone they trusted.
The schoolmaster.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a cultural thing that I think we can correct in the future. You know, that beautiful utopia I'm talking about, where everyone's vaccinated. I think it's because people exercise personal responsibility. And another thing I think that will be very helpful is light. That we bring light into government. We have transparency, real time transparency, and that battle between light and darkness is a key point. Joy highlighted it earlier, and you know which side she's on.
Right.
And that we are going to win with light.
Sunlight is literally the world's best disinfectant.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And a great example.
I think our physical bodies were designed to be using it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's almost universally deficient now, even on a physical level.
Yeah.
Need to get back to the sun.
So, you know, you take that metaphorically, and it's also true. You want to
train
the swamp and disinfect it. Sunlight.
Yeah, sunlight, fresh air, all that.
Yeah.
So it's good days ahead, which is, I think, what you wanted to say, Richard, to your audience, which is that
there's
hope. And not
it's more
hope.
Than hope. It's a new golden age of awareness.
Yeah.
Whether you think of it as an ascension to another dimension and the splitting of the dimensions, or you think of it just as literally what's coming for this reality we're experiencing.
We have allies all over the world.
We
just don't know about them yet.
It's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's going to get better than it's ever been before.
Yeah.
This I know.
And that doesn't have to take an incredibly long time.
No, no.
Right.
So
be of good cheer.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's really important medicine, too. It's like the opposite of vaccination.
Yeah.
I want to do anything we can to help you guys. So at an appropriate time to come back, I hope you'll be in touch.
Definitely.
And when we get the recording done, I mean, when the recording of the live show is done on the air, I want to send you guys the links to share.
Thank
and hopefully
so
between you, hopefully you've got 8 billion people on your email list.
Well, you know, we'll give it a try. One thing that might help with that is doing some editing and slicing for key.
You can take pieces of it.
Right. Yeah.
Do that too. And if you need the files rather than just the links, we can do that too.
Oh, probably ultimately. Yeah. For editing. Yeah.
For taking pieces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me keep you over time. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Richard.
And thanks for being here and doing what you're doing. I really appreciate it. We'll have to stay in touch and help each other.
Yes.
So,
yes. God bless.
It was great.
Have a good night.
See you.
Bye, Greg. Bye, Doug. Bye, Richard.